The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Matt. I'm in the Nelson studio talking to Brett. He's down at State Cinemas. It is time for another At The Flicks, catching up with what is happening at Nelson's, a local independent cinema with all the screens and the super sound. Hi, Brett. Did I get that right? You got lots of screens. The sound is pretty super.
That's right. We got 9 of those bad boys, and we got some of the best sound systems like in all the South Island. So yeah, we're the cool place. We're the cool kids on the block, you know.
I concur. So how has the last week been down at State Cinemas?
Oh, full of popcorn and shenanigans like always.
Good.
It's been good.
Yeah, excellent. Any standout movies that have taken you by surprise, maybe?
We did a screening of a movie called Hut Keepers that was just, we just did a one day only screening, and I think sold out so quick and people were over the moon about it. So I might have a little sneaky surprise for us this week, but we'll wait off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But that was definitely the standout, and Nuremberg finally came out, and that one's been really, really well received. Die My Love is another kind of weird movie that's been running for a few weeks, but I think the word of mouth is getting out that this is kind of a cool, weird little movie, and it's getting picked up for Golden Globe noms now.
Oh.
So that one's starting to kind of inch up in popularity, so that might be one to keep on your radar.
All right. Well, let's jump into talking about what's new, what's coming up down at State Cinemas.
Yeah. Well, as alluded to, I'll just lead in with it. Hut Keepers initially was just sort of a fundraising effort, and it was only intended to be screened once, and that's all the guys wanted to do it for, the team behind the film. But we were like, can we pretty please get more? And yeah, we just kind of kept telling them, like, man, this sold out so fast. People are calling us, still really wanting to watch it. Can we please work out something to screen this longer? And so they were nice enough to accommodate us, and so now we're going to try to do a season of Hut Keepers. So it's officially out on release, kind of just with us at State.
Wow, that's cool. That is cool.
Yeah, and it's definitely like an interesting movie because I had to set it all up and catch bits and pieces of it. But it's for the people that are unfamiliar with it. It's a locally made documentary about those little huts you see out in the bush.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of an interesting thing where it's like, I never really thought about like, oh yeah, someone's got to like take care of those little huts out there and maintain them, and we got to get new ones up and keep them going. So this is a documentary about the kind of unsung heroes behind the scenes keeping those huts alive.
Nice.
And currently they're facing sort of like, well, like every industry related to the government, like slashing and spending. So they're sort of like, they have no money to do this, no real staffing, no real resources. So they've actually gotten volunteers, people that don't even like, it's not a job, they just love these huts, that are going out and spending their own time and efforts kind of maintaining and upkeeping these huts. It's a really interesting little topic and a real bit of Kiwiana, if you will.
Yeah, I haven't been up in the back blocks in a hut for a while, but I never really thought, the times I have been there, about these sort of people who are busting their buns to get up there and keep these places alive and kicking. So yeah,
that's right. I just assumed there was like, I don't know, like little kiwi birds or fairies, goblins out in the woods that just magically kept them healthy.
Yeah,
it turns out it's people.
Okay, and you'd have to run a hell of a long extension cord, I'm imagining, to vacuum in some of these places. Surely they're off the grid.
That's right. Yeah. It's impressive. Well, you have to watch the documentary and find out. They might answer that very question for you.
Okay. So when can we catch this, and what was it called again, Brett?
Sure. This film is called Hut Keepers, and it's exempt from rating, and you can catch it one time a day, but it sort of alternates. Like, it's on at 1:40 one day, 6:30 the next, so we sort of alternated it to kind of